to After the Trailers with Aaron Freeman and
Corey Nardecchia.
Today we are discussing the recent 2019 they happened in 2020, but it's the movies of 2019 for the Academy Awards.
All right.
Oscars. It's the Oscar week podcast.
The 92nd Academy Awards.
That's right.
There we go.
Pop quiz.
Okay.
Academy Awards were the first Academy Award movie was awarded when?
1800. Clearly that was a joke.
The first Best Picture winner was in 1929, and it was Wings, silent film.
Interesting.
Yeah.
If I would have looked up at my little cheat sheet that I have here, I would have seen that it talks about the Oscars from 1927 to 2020.
Well, and, yeah.
But...
What does it say? Maybe I got my dates wrong.
Let's check it out.
Let's check it out.
Okay, well, no, 1929.
That's what I thought.
First Academy Awards. Well, then why does it say?
Well, I think it was just sort of the growing pains of the Academy Awards. Ah.
I figured it out.
Oh.
Because it was honoring movies released from August 1st, 1927 through August 1st, 1928.
And then the awards were presented in 1929.
May 16th, 1929, on a Thursday night.
Well, that's random. In the Beverly Hills Hotel, right?
The Blossom Room of the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel.
Okay. Well, so, my bad. Interesting. I didn't know. So it was like a. Yeah.
I'm looking at a picture and it looks like it's set up a lot more like the Golden Globes. Everyone's sitting at tables.
Yeah.
Fun decorations. I mean, honestly, like if you just looked at this, it looks like it could be now.
Well, yeah. Other than tuxedos and gowns.
Yeah,
and
everyone just looks to be having a good time.
1929. Yeah, so the movie that won Best Picture was Wings, silent film. I'm pretty sure it was a World War One film, and I'm really interested to watch this movie because it was shot a lot in like biplanes, like shot like with the like. I mean, what's that? About 13, not even 13 years after World War One.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Okay. Yeah. But anyway, that's not what this podcast is about. We're about the 2019 Academy Awards.
We're about that 2020 life.
I'm sorry. Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes.
But it does say honoring movies released in 2019.
There we go. So. Okay, so regarding the ceremony, quote unquote,
yeah,
what was your favorite part?
Oh, I think as always, one of the things I love about the ceremony is the music.
Yep.
I'm a big music person. I love movies and I love music. And the way they kicked the show off with Janelle Monáe was fan freaking tastic.
I thought it was good. I wouldn't go so far as to say it was great, but I really enjoyed it.
Even my mother texted me and she said, "Who was that? Who opened the show?" And I'm like, "Mom, it's Janelle Monáe. I've told you about her many times." And she's like, "I really liked her." And yeah, Janelle's really, really cool. She is a musician, was a protege of Prince, who worked with her on her music and really came into her own and figured herself out. And not only does music, but does movies as
she's an actress.
She was in Hidden Figures, one of the leads in Hidden Figures. She was in Welcome to Marwen, and a few other great things.
And she did music. Did you just say she did music for us?
Yeah.
Okay, my bad. Okay.
Oh, she had a song that was in Us.
Yes, thank you.
Yes. Okay. Interesting with her performance. We were kind of chatting about the Oscars earlier, and you had said, like, oh, they had villains and bad guys.
Yeah, like, I noticed that it was all the villains, like the Jokers and we both noticed Midsommar, which is not necessarily a villain, but just very dark. So maybe it was maybe not villains, but very dark elements of film in this sort of montage.
And what really kind of caught me, because I was very into her performance and watching her, she's very eclectic. Mm-hmm. And
yes,
what I heard it before I saw it. And I heard the doom doom from I've Got Five on it, which was featured in Us. And I heard the doom doom, and I looked behind her, and they're all in the jumpsuits that they wore in Us. The people behind her at that point, they were in the jumpsuits.
Was that at the beginning?
Maybe a quarter of the way through it.
I must have tuned out.
Yeah, that's because I was still very much watching her. So she came out and... I forget what...
Was she down on the floor?
Towards the front of the stage. She had not gone to the floor yet.
Okay, so maybe that's why I didn't notice it as much, because they were following her onto the floor, and these... Maybe I didn't necessarily tune out, but interesting.
Yeah.
They were in the jumpsuits.
They were in the jumpsuits. And then it was right after that, that's when some other characters came out, and you saw the outfits from Midsommar.
Oh, my
God. I was like, they're in the flower crowns. And then they brought out the cape for
floral
Janelle.
Gown. You're
it
like,
gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, her performance was, like, that's what you expect from Janelle Monáe. Like, I absolutely loved it. Great way to kick it off.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about music, do we just want to continue on that path?
Sure.
Because, I mean, there's more performances throughout the night.
Sure.
Performances from music that was featured in movies.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think they try to do, like, the original songs that they've nominated. Yep.
Which I think that is excellent. I think it should be a requirement that it's performed. I think the same thing with the Grammys. I think if you are up for one of the major awards, whether it's Song or Album of the Year, I think it should pretty much be a requirement that you perform it. I'm down.
Hey, if Corey and Aaron ever program a Academy Award, that will be a requirement.
Yep.
Yep.
Heck yeah.
So I really enjoyed the Frozen 2, collaboration.
Yep.
I thought that was a really cool idea to bring all of the languages together with Aurora. Right, that's her name.
Aurora, yes.
Right, that does the... Yep. Thank you. I didn't want to do it.
You're welcome.
and then have the different languages do it. I thought that was that was really, really cool. And I really appreciate in award ceremonies and just live environments in general, a stage set, stage environment and stuff like that. I thought it was really cool having the little snowflake crystals.
Yes.
Just scattered, dotted all over the stage. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that. And then them going through the different languages was fantastic.
Yeah. I thought it was a really, really cool performance. Started off with Idina Menzel doing...
Only what she can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely stunning performance. Yeah. But then we had her joined by the singers of the soundtrack from other countries, including Denmark, Germany, Japan, Latin America, Norway, Poland, Russia, Spain, and Thailand.
Yeah,
I thought it was really, really cool. I thought the outfits were really neat. That she was like the only one. Adina was the only one in white.
The original.
Yeah, and I thought it was a really, really cool performance.
Yeah, I really liked it.
We had Chrissy Metz.
Yeah.
From This Is Us and from the movie
Breakthrough.
Yeah. Singing her song I'm Standing With You. She did a great job.
I agree. I did not see that movie. Neither. I was not expecting it at the Academy Awards.
Yeah.
But it was really good. I felt that they did that justice with her and the set. I thought it was good.
I loved how they had I will say choir, kind of on those steps behind her. But just the way that they were, and they were kind of covered by a screen, it just looked really, really cool.
They can hide them, because at the end it sort of fades to black, and all you see is the like that shot from the film of the under the ice.
Yeah.
And you didn't see the choir or her, and so I thought they did a really good job of content there.
Mm-hmm. We had let's see here. I Can't Let You Throw Yourself Away from Toy Story 4, which was written and performed on the show by Randy Newman.
He performed.
He sure did.
Yeah. That's about it.
Yeah.
For that one.
I was watching him and I thought, like, I don't know if he really wants to be up there. I get the feeling he didn't want to be. I'm not gonna lie, other than you've got a friend of me, I don't really know much about Randy Newman.
I think that's sort of his claim to fame, honestly. And then his legacy with Toy Story.
Yeah.
I mean, the Toy Story music is great.
Yeah. It fits it perfectly.
But I don't know if it's all. I don't think Randy Newman scores it all.
No.
I think so. He does.
The one song, basically. Yeah.
You know, specific songs.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So this was my pick for best song, which was Stand Up from Harriet, which was performed by Cynthia Erivo.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Her voice is stunning. There's one part in there where she hits some note, and it's just one of those where you're like, oh dang, this is live. This is not, that did not have any magic from a studio kind of playing with her voice, like bringing it back in a little bit, like just powerful. And it was a great performance too. Nice. Everything about that was really, really good. Very powerful song. I think it should have won. But it didn't.
But it didn't.
Because Sir Elton John took home the Oscar with his song, I'm Gonna Love Me Again, which I do enjoy the song. It's what you would expect from an Elton John song.
Sure,
His performance was fun. Again, what you would expect from an Elton John performance.
Absolutely.
So that was fun with the music. I will say, as much hate as the film gets, I was very surprised that we did not see a nomination for Taylor Swift and Andrew Lloyd Webber for the song that they wrote for Cats.
Cats? Are you serious?
The song that they wrote for Cats?
I have no idea what it is.
Oh.
What did they write for Cats?
They wrote a song called
Was it nominated?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was expected to be. But the song Beautiful Ghosts.
Not familiar with it.
It sounds like a song that Andrew Lloyd Webber and Taylor Swift would write.
Do like Andrew Lloyd Webber.
There's a very theatrical element to it from Andrew, and a great storytelling performance in the lyrics from Taylor.
Yeah.
It was a very good song. Spirit by Beyonce that she wrote for Lion King. I'm really surprised that especially that one, I'm surprised that did not get a nom.
You know, that's interesting because not only that, live action movie from Disney, but mm-hmm. the Aladdin, the movie, the music that Jasmine sings,
yeah,
about three quarters of the way in.
That I love the song, that song. That's original, but with, I think especially for Spirit because it's Beyonce.
Beyonce, Queen Bee.
Queen Bee, Beyonce. Like, I mean, that just gives it that extra oomph. And same,
yeah.
That's what I assumed with the song from Cats, because it's Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber
and Taylor Swift.
Like, big names that you would assume the Academy would want to welcome into their world, but... What do I know?
Well, you know what?
I'm just talking about it on a podcast.
They did not want to do that.
Yeah. So, on the topic of music, we have this beautiful, like, really, really cool montage.
Yeah.
About halfway through? Maybe a little more than halfway through?
Yeah, I would say it's about halfway through.
Of the importance of music in movies. And we see all those famous clips of songs that really made a movie, those iconic moments. And then when you kind of feel that it's winding down, you see Marshall Mathers, Eminem in his car.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just kind of bumping. And I'm just watching this and I look over to my wife and I'm like, this is weird. Like, why are they sticking on him? And it hits me and I'm like, is he gonna show up?
Yeah, gosh.
And now all of a sudden it kind of pops out to from the audience's perspective, and they show like a weird little transition video, and that down 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 down, and I'm like, what? And I think everybody in that audience thought the exact same thing, looking at Idina Menzel's face, looking at Billie Eilish's face. I think Idina had it.
She had it the worst.
She had that total confusion. She had the whole kind of like, I don't understand. While Billy had the WTF face, just like what in the world? I mean, everybody was standing up at the end and loving it, but
by default, because they had to.
Yeah,
because they didn't want to make him feel bad.
Yeah,
that's my opinion. Because I don't particularly care for him.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up listening to Mr. Eminem. But anyway, continue.
So, I mean, it was what you would expect from Eminem. I, if anybody's listening and loves Eminem, don't come at us. Don't at me. But I don't think he's a very good performer. I think he's lost his touch. And... I mean, especially if you look in the last few years, like when he's performed on like SNL, he just kind of wanders around and lip syncs to a good chunk of it over a track. And I know you could tell he used somewhat of a track, which I get.
For sure.
But I didn't get anything out of it. And it just seemed so out of all the songs that were in that montage. And I get that that won an Oscar 18 years ago.
Yeah.
And he wasn't there to accept the award because he didn't think he would win it.
And he fell asleep.
Who thought he would have won it? Great. I will say it's a great song. I do love that song.
Okay.
But just an odd moment that...
Very much so.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. Of Eminem, Slim Shady. So yeah, that's all I've got to say about that subject.
Well, before we go to a completely different subject, one more thing about music.
Yeah, go for it.
What did you think of Billie Eilish's performance?
You know what? I was not expecting something like that, but I thought it was good.
Okay, see, I liked it. I know. I did. Because I've seen when she started to kind of be performing on things before she like really took off.
Yeah.
I saw her, I think it was on Ellen. She performed a song. And I was like, is that really her singing? Like, is she really that spot on? Does she really have that good of a voice? I looked some stuff up and I'm like, oh, like that's her voice. Like she's good. And so I was really curious to see how this was going to go, what she was going to sing. And she sang Yesterday by the Beatles over the In Memoriam section.
Yeah.
And her brother Phineas played along with her. And I thought it was great. I saw people panning it left and right online, which I did not understand. People were like, she made it all about her. She can't sing. She was pitchy. And I'm like, were your speakers off? Because I thought it was a great subdued performance. Yes. Like she changed it up a little bit. Not much. Like she just did a few little kind of vocal things.
Minorly.
Very, very minor. And I thought she was spot on. I don't know.
Yeah, no. I mean, from her music videos to her, you know, just her social persona and the stuff like that, like, I felt that this was a big, mature departure and very honoring to the In Memoriam part of the show. Because they don't usually do live performers in that part of the show. It usually cuts to a pre-recorded, a package. Yeah. And it just plays and whatever. But having a performer and the Academy trusting someone so young and someone, I wouldn't say inexperienced, but just like...
She's 18 years old.
She's only popped on the scene within the last 2 years.
Yeah. And she's 18. The amount of pressure that she gets put on her is absolutely insane.
Yeah, and I thought it was
great. She delivers every time.
I mean, like, I didn't have a single problem with it. Like, a huge honor for her to do that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, kudos.
Okay, yeah. I'm glad that you feel the same way I do.
Because
really discouraged when I saw a number of people panning it. And it just kind of, that stuck with me then.
It's you know what? It's probably the people that did not expect that from her.
Very true.
You know, it's like, oh, you're the whatever.
And
you're the bad girl. And now you're honoring these people.
And now that she has won all these Grammys a few weeks ago, she's the one to hate.
Oh, very true.
When you're up at the top of the mountain, everybody wants to throw their stones at you.
Yep,
and I think that this is just the start of it for her, unfortunately.
Yep.
All right. So. Yep.
Go for it.
Let's hit these movies.
All right.
Let's get into the movies.
Do it.
And these actors and actresses.
Do it. What do you think? Okay, so let's start with, we'll go in order of the Academy.
Okay.
Actor in a supporting role. Drum roll, please. Brad Pitt from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts, comments? Did you see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
I did not. It came out right when we were moving.
Okay.
And it was just one of those times where moving from one house to a new house, doing all the final stuff with that.
You don't have time to do anything.
We didn't get around to seeing it, and I hated that we did not see it. Yeah. But I'm happy for Brad. Like,
absolutely.
His first Oscar for acting, because that was really cool. It's an interesting group of people. Like, you look at this and you're like, what year is this? Like. The nominees are Brad Pitt, Tom Hanks, Anthony Hopkins, Al Pacino, and Joe Pesci. Like,
you're like, is this 1994?
Literally.
Yeah.
Like, what is...
Your homework for the next couple weeks is to watch Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Okay.
Because, he's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Both him and Brad Pitt...
Leonardo
DiCaprio and Brad Pitt. I have no qualms about that pick. Yeah, 100%.
That's good.
All right. Actress in a supporting role. Drum roll, please. Laura Dern for Marriage Story. So you watched Marriage Story. I was not able to make it through it because I was bored and did not want to finish it. Just being honest.
And my sentiments were the same. I powered through. I took one for the team and made it through the movie. Laura Dern. I think Laura Dern is an incredible actress. I think she's great. I think she's somebody like when, I mean, she's not like a household name in the sense of like
Brad Pitt.
Yeah, like, I mean, like those big, big names. But if you look at her body of work, like so many good movies, she's in so many things that you just love. Yeah. So I was happy for her. She was good in the movie. She played this very sassy lawyer.
I did like her in the movie.
She knew her stuff, and I really, really liked her performance in that movie.
Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong. Is she in Jurassic Park?
Yep.
Okay, because that was in 1994.
Uh-huh.
She looks so much younger that I'm like, is that her?
Yep, that's her.
I just can't. Okay, great. Okay, I knew I liked her.
Yeah.
I just like her even more than now that I know that she was interested.
Right.
All right. Actor in a leading role. Drum roll. Joaquin Phoenix in The Joker.
I have no qualms with this.
Seriously, no qualms.
So The Joker was quite the movie. Mm-hmm. But I don't think anybody can debate how incredible Joaquin was in this film. You forget you're watching Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, 100%.
You forget very early on, too.
Especially when he's, like, in the dressing room, like, hunched over, arm, you know, like, that scene where he's, like, hunched over and his arms are out. You're like, is that a human body?
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Absolutely deserved. Quite the speech from him. I don't think the
I tend to tune those kind of things out because I don't really care.
I don't think the Academy ever thought the words artificially inseminating a cow would ever come up on their stage, but it did.
I'm sure there's been worse things. So.
Right. There was. He did have a very. His message was a very good one, kind of trailed. And then he had like a little line from his brother who has passed away and was, I forget what movie he was in. He had a line from him and it was a good, like, okay, well, you brought it back. Like, it was a really good ending.
Okay.
For this award, absolutely deserved it. No questions asked.
Yeah, for sure. The Joker was a fantastic movie. And it's really interesting that it wasn't nominated for Best Picture.
Yeah.
Or Best Director. Okay.
Interesting.
That's just sort of my thoughts because, like, how do you nominate an actor in a leading role and you not nominate a director who directed that actor in the leading role?
Uh-huh.
Anywho, okay. Actress in a leading role. Ooh, drum roll, please. Renee Zellweger for Judy. And sadly to say, neither of us saw this movie.
We both agreed that it was in theaters for like 2 days.
About 2 days.
Because I remember we went with you guys. For some reason, I'm imagining we were with you.
Okay.
And we saw a preview for it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, that looks so good. And I didn't even realize it was Renee Zellweger until they mentioned, it's starring with Renee. And I saw that preview, and then the theater had a little cutout, like the cardboard thing. Or maybe it was even just a poster. Like something not very big.
A poster.
And then I don't recall it ever being in theaters. So that's, I'm like, I don't remember the timeline. Well, apparently it was October when it came out.
What?
Yep.
Yeah. So whoever marketed that movie did a horrible job.
Yeah.
However, whoever cast Renee Zellweger as Judy, spot on.
Bravo.
Like, holy cow.
Yeah.
So, good for her. I thought out of the people nominated, I definitely think that she was deserving to win. Just seeing the pictures and the the trailers and stuff that I did see. So, all right, last but not least is Best Picture. Corey, you want to give us who was nominated, and then we'll give who actually won if you don't know already.
Shame, shame.
I know, right?
Yeah, so there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 nominees this year for Best Picture. Which, I mean, I do like that they...
I do.
Because that was, what, like 2015? They upped it from like 4?
Something like that.
Yeah. I mean, why not spotlight more
movies? It's been great.
Yeah. So, the nominees. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yep.
1917, which we discussed in a previous podcast.
Yeah.
Marriage Story.
Marriage Story.
Little Women. Joker.
Oh, it was. Oh, I was mistaken. It was nominated for Best Picture.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Jojo Rabbit.
Yes, love that movie.
The Irishman.
Okay.
Ford versus Ferrari.
Love that movie too.
And the winner of Best Picture. The Oscar goes to Parasite.
Parasite.
I had to do my Jane Fonda impersonation for that.
She
had a big dramatic pause when she announced it.
Well, at least she said the right name.
That is true.
But anyway. Yeah. South Korean film, Parasite, won the Best Picture for the Academy Awards of Arts and Sciences.
It was the first time a foreign film.
Foreign language film.
Yes.
Yep.
Foreign language film has ever won.
Yeah.
And deservedly so. What a great movie.
Absolutely. I mean, like, I think you're splitting hairs with all of those movies nominated. Seriously, splitting hairs.
Maybe not all.
Well, I mean, like, maybe
Marriage
we could
Story.
Maybe we could leave out Little Women. Maybe. I mean, do you like Little Women?
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either. But, I mean, like, how many times are we going to remake that movie? But anyway. Hmm. Well, how many times are we going to remake The Joker? But anyway, I thought it was a fantastic film.
Yeah.
And we have a podcast coming up about that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Best Picture winner, Parasite. And I'm not even going to try to pronounce the producers of that film, because technically the producers are awarded for Best Picture.
Yeah.
And Best Directing also went to Parasite,
mm-hmm.
Which is fantastic. And
I think I
definitely enjoyed that movie.
Yeah. That's, I mean, it's so, like, you don't always, like, you can maybe sometimes guess which way the Academy is going to go with things, but I did not, it doesn't surprise me that Parasite won, but I did not think that they were... Parasite would win.
I thought it was either between Jojo Rabbit or Parasite.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I thought The Irishman just because of who's in it. Because it's a Martin Scorsese film with De Niro and Pacino and Pesci and just everyone that I'm just like... Mm.
But I feel like we've had so many gangster movies that, like, it's nothing new.
But that's the thing. Like, it's still a Martin Scorsese film. Like, it's tried and true. It's like what we said earlier when... We were looking at the supporting actor role. Like, what year is it? Joe Pesci, Pacino, Hopkins, Hanks, Pitt. Like, it's just the thing where I do kind of feel like maybe the Oscars is kind of turning into the good old
good
boys,
old
club.
Boys club.
Like, if, you know, if Meryl Streep made a movie, oh, she's going to be up for something, which I love Meryl Streep.
I love you so much. Meryl Streep too.
But, I mean, it's just one of those things, like, you know, if Martin Scorsese does a film, well, that's going to be nominated. Like, it could be total trash, but it's going to be nominated.
That's true, which I have not seen The Irishman. And really, the only reason is because it's, like, 3.5 hours long.
It's very intimidating.
Yeah, very. Like, do I want to watch Ben-Hur? No, because it's, like, 2 VHS tapes.
Yeah. How long was Midsommar?
Like, well, not 3.5 hours
it,
long.
It was pretty long.
Wasn't it 3.5 hours? I mean, it was maybe 2.5.
Mm.
I mean, it was not 3 hours. Come on. All right, let's find out.
Let's see here. Should we do a drum roll? Okay, it was 2 hours and 27 minutes. Which I mean,
okay, well, I mean, that's still pretty long. I mean, that's an Avengers film.
And how? We're gonna go off on a little tangent here. How the heck did that not get put in for?
For what?
Anything, like.
I mean, maybe production design.
Yeah.
Maybe production design. Heck maybe yeah. Costume design.
Yeah.
I think it's too obscure. Honestly.
I don't know. I think it. I think it should
production
have definitely
design,
been.
Yes.
Because that was one costume. Of the most beautiful films.
It was. Yeah, it was. Was it technically a foreign film?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Okay, I don't know.
Maybe we should just become a Midsommar podcast.
I mean, well, that just goes to show you the impact that movie had on the two of us.
Uh huh.
That you're like.
And I mean,
what the heck?
Even, I mean, the impact that it clearly had on somebody with the Academy it got featured in the opening quite a bit in Janelle Monáe's opening, which
very
we talked
true.
About.
And maybe that was Janelle Monáe.
Janelle Monáe?
Sorry.
You just had a.
Janelle Monáe.
What's the John Travolta moment? The when he mispronounced Idina Menzel a few years ago?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Yeah.
Which I did love the what's his name, Josh Gad, when he walked out to introduce Idina Menzel.
Yeah,
and he like called John Travolta out. And
oh, that's why he did that.
That
I
was
forgot
funny.
About that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah, maybe this turns into a Midsommar podcast.
Yeah, we'll see.
But I do agree with you that production design, maybe cinematography.
I could definitely see cinematography.
But I feel like the shots were a little static to have anything be noticed of the cinematography. But at the same time, I mean, like the where they shot it and the shots that they took, and, you know, just everything.
And it would not have won because 1917 deservedly won.
Oh, 100%. I have, yes, 1917, cinematography.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Anyway. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, our little after-the-podcast questions don't really apply to the Academy Awards, so we'll just end it like this.
There we go.
Follow us on Instagram, After the Trailers, and subscribe to our podcast, and we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye, guys.